From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. European foreign ministers have called on Turkey to take in Syrian refugees. EU officials are urging Ankara to open a border crossing where tens of thousands of Syrian civilians arrived this week, fleeing a massive government offensive in Aleppo province. EU foreign policy chief Federica Mogherini said Saturday that Turkey and the EU have a moral and a legal duty to care for those fleeing the Assad regime.
To protect those in need of international protection, asylum seekers. It is unquestionable the fact that people coming from inside Syria are Syrians in need for international protection.
Turkey's foreign minister Mevlut Cavusoglu said outside the meeting that his country will keep an open border policy for people fleeing aggression from the Syrian government and Russian airstrikes. As many as 55,000 people are descending on the Turkish border with Syria. A temporary tent city has been set up on the Syrian side of the border to house them. Meanwhile, near the city of Aleppo, Syrian government and Russian forces intensified their assault on rebel-held positions. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said that fighting continues in areas north of Aleppo, and that government and allied forces are also attacking villages to the east of the city. Advances by Syrian government forces and allied militias, including Iranian fighters, are threatening to cut off rebel-held areas of Aleppo. The assault around the city was a major reason for the suspension of peace talks in Geneva earlier this week. For more on these stories, please visit our website. This is VOA News.